This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, all across the United States of America, around the world, too, via the satellite and on the Internet. Now, my special shout goes out to the great military men and women listening to us wherever you're listening to us right now. And let's not forget our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and all the other people that are out there working tonight in the emergency response, because this corona virus deal there, all the medical professionals that are out there, all of that keeping people free and safe. Now, a special shout-out goes to all the roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, plus our Aramco friends over there in Saudi Arabia, to the merchant marine guys and gals bringing the oil and the gasoline back and forth here to Tampa from around the Gulf. Thank you very much. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Also, go over to the Facebook page, Captain's America Third Watch. And Richard the Marine, you're in the chat room. We've sent you messages waiting on you to get back to us. And also, let's not forget about following us on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, and that's the chat room you hear in the background. Joining us right now, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, there's a lot of different things that have been just sailing through the news here. I guess one of the biggest things was the announcement of a new chief of staff, namely retiring Congressman Mark Meadows, and he's a good one, and I think he'll make a great chief of staff.
Well, that's right, Captain. I think he'll be the fourth chief of staff that the president would have had since taking office, back in 2017, of course. Mulvaney is going to go on to be the ambassador, or pardon me, U.S. Special Envoy for Northern Ireland. But Mulvaney, had worked with President Trump. Their relationship has been just okay, we'll say. The president hadn't been happy with how Mulvaney had dealt with the whole impeachment probe and so forth, but didn't really want to make a change during that time of impeachment. But Mark Meadows, I think, is going to be a good fit for President Trump. And when it comes to being a chief of staff, they have to be able to work with the chief executive on their pace and accomplish their goals. And so we'll see how this goes. I think it'll go well.
Now, I want you to listen to some brilliant mathematician math statistics here by by MSNBC's Brian Williams and Maura Gay on the 11th hour of the program on MSNBC. Listen to this nonsense.
But you see it as a possibility. If he wants to spend $1 billion beating this guy, he could do it.
Absolutely. Somebody tweeted recently that actually with the money he spent, he could have given every American $1 million.
I got it. Let's put it up on the screen. When I read it tonight on social media, it kind of all became clear. Bloomberg spent $500 million on ads, U.S. population $327 million. Don't tell us if you're ahead of us on the math. He could have given each American $1 $1 million and have had lunch money left over. It's an incredible way of putting it.
It's an incredible way of putting it. It's true. It's disturbing. It does suggest, you know, what we're talking about here, which is there's too much money in politics.
If I have 327 million people, and I want to give every one of them $1 million, how much money am I going to give them?
Going to be, you know, the three, what did you say, 327 million? That's how many millions you would need.
Yeah, but if I've got $500 million and I want to give everybody $1 million each, yeah, how many people are going to get that $1 million?
Well, I think it works out to, what, $1.53 or something.
No, it works out to 500 people. 500 people are going to get the $1 million. Where the hell did this guy learn how to add, subtract, and multiply?
Well, you know, it reminded me, Captain, of we're getting the way back machine. You remember back in 1988?
But let's go back to where I started, because you didn't get it. 327 million people, $1 million each. That's going to be $3.27 billion that I will be giving out.
Wow.
See, there's the math. Who taught these guys how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide?
Well, exactly. But I remember, I think it was back in 1988, didn't then vice presidential nominee Dan Quayle misspell the word potato?
And he did.
Was absolutely vilified as a result of that, and, you know, sort of played into the whole thing about Dan Quayle back then. But here's Brian Williams, who's, you know, a smart guy and everything, right? But they just sort of walked right into that whole thing.
And they haven't said a word since this was said.
Well, I think he said something about that the math was wrong and this kind of thing, and it does. If Bloomberg had the money, it would work out to a dollar or something per person or something like that. But it was a major gaffe, and they looked at a tweet, and it was something that they could try to make hay out of it being a story about Bloomberg spending a boatload of money, and that's where they went wrong.
But they didn't do the math, and they made a fool out of themselves.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Yeah, and that happens. Yeah.
Again, if I've got $500 million that I've spent, and everybody's going to get $1 million apiece, you're going to have 500 millionaires with $1 million each. Period. Not 327 million people.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Hold that thought. Here comes the break. Boy, oh boy, folks, I'm telling you, you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. Couldn't make it up if you tried. All right, I got Kyle Warren with me. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll across your radio dial, heard at different times all around the country and our affiliates. And we want to thank our good friends out there in Reno, Nevada, AM 1180, KCKQ, Eddie Floyd and Company, America Matters Media. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy, you sure are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that manufacture Relief Factor and get it out there to the folks. And I will tell you that I've been on it for 3 years and 11 months, and it's been working for me just quite nicely, thank you very much. And I don't really know what I'd be doing without it, because I do have a problem with some of the problems that I have, not only with the back that I have, the back problems, but also my ankle. And I also have arthritis that's resulted as that and some other injuries I've had. But because of that, I take the Relief Factor, and the Relief Factor works. Now, it works for arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, foot pain, ankle pain, muscle aches in general, and just general old pain. Now, it's not narcotic, and the ingredients in it are actually nutritional in the sense that it's things that you can take that will help you in other fashions when you have pain, plus it reduces swelling too. Now, to find out more and to get on the Relief Factor 3-week quick start that costs $19.95, go over to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for it over there. $19.95 is all it costs. You'll take it for 3 weeks. Follow the directions. Don't take any shortcuts. Take it exactly the way that it says to take it, and I'm sure it'll work for you. 80% of the people that sign up for it, they get on the plan, stay on it. We've got the highest retention rate of anybody else that's talking about it on the radio or television dial here, because people trust it, and it works. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there, sign up for it. You'll be glad you did. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the president yesterday announced the Donald J. Trump for President Incorporated campaign that they had filed a libel lawsuit against CNN for publishing false and defamatory statements, in other words, fake news,
The lawsuit filed yesterday in the U.S. District Court in Atlanta seeks to hold CNN accountable for intentionally publishing false statements against President Trump's campaign. Now, in a statement from Jenna Ellis, the senior legal advisor to Donald J. Trump for President, Inc., she says, today, the president's reelection campaign has filed suit against CNN for false statements, claiming that the campaign assessed the potential risks and benefits of again seeking Russia's help in 2020 and has decided to leave that option on the table. Now, she said the statements were and are 100% false and defamatory. The complaint also alleges CNN was aware of the falsity of it at the time that they published them, but did so for the intentional purpose of hurting the campaign while misleading its own readers and viewers in the process. Furthermore, the campaign through counsel sent a written demand to CNN on February 25th, 2020, to retract and apologize for the false and defamatory statements. CNN refused, so the campaign was left with no alternative but to file suit to publicly establish the truth and seek appropriate remedies. Now, the campaign has filed this lawsuit, Kyle, with CNN and the preceding suits against the New York Times and the Washington Post to hold the publishers accountable for their reckless false reporting and to establish the truth. Wow.
Wow is right. And haven't we heard so much from prominent Democrats about how people tried to influence our election or they attacked our democracy, all these different things. In fact, that was what they tried to base the entire impeachment affair on, was the idea that President Trump's trying to influence the election, et cetera, et cetera. But here, if this lawsuit continues, and it's established that this is what happened in a court of law, then it will go a very long way, Captain, I think, to really putting some of these people on notice that they can't simply just put anything out there however they want, regardless of their political bias, and think that it's going to stick and that they're going to be able to get away with it. And President Trump is just the kind of president, Captain, who's not afraid to literally go to the mat for something like this.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact of the matter is, and by the way, we just heard from Judy in Sarasota. She is saying, she's saying it's Common Core.
Common Core. Right, exactly. Yeah. But these are the kinds of folks who really want to manage, not just the federal budget, but your budget, basically.
Yeah.
And Medicare and Social Security and the whole thing.
Yeah. Now, Christopher Steele is also part of all this that's going on. He is the guy that did the Pfizer report and put all that together, the false report, et cetera, et cetera. And he has now rejected the prosecutor's interview request to have him come and testify in front of John Durham. Now, what he doesn't realize is he's over in England and he thinks he's home free, right?
Right, right.
Well, not true. Not true. They can do to him what they did to Julian Assange, and if he's not careful, that's liable to happen. The next thing you know, whoop, up he goes, and away he comes back over into the wild blue yonder, namely the U.S. of A. So he better be careful what he wishes for. He's tempting them, saying that, well, I'm not going to tell them. They can't do anything about it.
Well, that's right, and it's what we usually refer to as the long arm of the law, that kind of thing, and they will eventually, get him to be able to answer questions or to testify, or at least to be interviewed, I should say, and that's because, again, he's also at the very heart of the matter of where all this started. And as I recall, Captain Christopher Steele even said in a separate testimony that he didn't know that any of that stuff was true that was in the dossier. But that's where, and again, it goes right back to this idea of interfering with our democracy, trying to influence the election, and all that started with the Hillary Clinton people and their law firm and all that, and going and getting, compiling this dirty dossier, basically, in order to make Donald Trump look like something he wasn't.
Speaking of dirty, you got quite a situation out there in California right now. You've got a cruise ship out there just outside San Francisco Bay, 3,500 people on board. Apparently, 21 people have tested positive for the coronavirus on the ship, including 19 crew members. Now, that being said, the Coast Guard and the Air National Guard with their helicopters dropped test kits for everybody on the ship to do a test, and then they're going to take it back up and do the quick assumption is to find out how many people are sick on the ship. Doesn't matter. Everybody on that ship's going to wind up being quarantined, and they're trying to bring them into a freight port, like where they bring the container ships into, not where they bring in cruise ships. So I don't know where that's going to be, but this could get very interesting. And those people that have been on that ship for all week out there, just sitting there waiting to come in with no come in about it, we'll see how that plays out. What do you know about that?
Well, Captain, I know that they were coming back from their cruise from Hawaii. They cruised to Hawaii and back, and they were supposed to come in, I believe, later today. But you're right. They are not going to come into the regular terminal. They are quarantined essentially in their staterooms. They drop off food. They're not supposed to go to the public areas or really even open their doors. That particular ship, I believe it's called the Grand Princess, was slated to come into port, disembark its passengers, bring on new passengers, and head right back to Hawaii in 24 hours. But that cruise has been canceled, we understand, as I'm sure that it would be, and we'll see more of that kind of thing. But you're right. They're trying to test them, and then they will hold them and then get some disposition to this as this virus plays out for them.
Yeah, and Richard is tapping onto some of my posts that are here, asking me if that's a chat room. No, Richard, you haven't found the chat room yet. I don't know what it is. We sent him a direct message, didn't we, Kyle?
Right. Oh, yeah.
And all he's got to do is go to his messenger, and it ought to be on the messenger.
That's right. Yeah, if he looks at his messenger on Facebook, he should be able to see that pop up in the listing of the chat rooms or groups that he's a part of.
Right, because he happens to be a member of the captain's group, and it says group conversations over there on the right side on your Facebook page, and you're in that group, Richard, so go over there and come on in there. We're just waiting on you to jump in there. A lot of people are in there, and good morning to Maria. She's in there chiming in.
That's right, yeah. Hello, Maria in Germany. Great to hear from you.
Uh-huh. Now, there's an immigration issue going on here. The Department of Justice is asking the High Court to block the ruling that could hinder the return to Mexico policy, because that has actually slowed down and stopped the Mexicans from just seeking asylum and rushing into the United States to be paid for at taxpayers' expense and all that stuff. We wanted to stop that. We did. And they're trying to get that switched around. I think there was a judge in the Ninth Circuit Court that said, no, we can't do that. We have to allow them to come in because they've applied for asylum. But the president is trying to get the Supreme Court and Department of Justice as well to stop that.
That's right. It came to the Ninth Circuit. The issue has to do from the court because non-Mexicans are looking for asylum coming through the border.
All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, can we come back more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics? By the way, we're going to be talking about Representative Ken Buck, who yesterday held up an AR-15 in the hallway of the U.S. Congress, unloaded, of course, and challenged Joe Biden to come and take it. And Kevin McCarthy chimed in about the great jobs report yesterday. And, of course, Mitt Romney. Yep, Mitt Romney. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. President Donald Trump visited the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta for an update on the spreading threat of the coronavirus, which has killed 14 Americans to date, and praised the scientists' efforts there. Trump also said that many people are getting better on their own, and that could be keeping the numbers down.
In this big, vast land of ours, this great country of ours, we have 240 cases. Most of those people are going to be fine.
President Trump also said he had no plans to cancel any of his upcoming rallies. President Trump announced on Twitter that Mick Mulvaney is out as acting White House Chief of Staff and top Trump ally Mark Meadows is in. As for Mulvaney, he will become the U.S. Special Envoy for Northern Ireland. Mulvaney's departure is not entirely unexpected, and the possibility of departure had been speculated as the impeachment chapter drew to a close. To stay up to date, listen online anytime at usaradio.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers, who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Wayne Alaroot from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. Check them out online at GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years on their car or truck that they're driving, or even their home or their renter's insurance, too. And they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can check them out for a rate on your car, your truck, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Ski-Doo, your Sea-Doo, and they'll even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too through your local GEICO insurance agency or through GEICO.com, the website. Either way, you can get a quote and go from there. And if you want to get your insurance off the website, you can, but they'll also tell you where your local agency is so that if you need personal service, you can go there too. So either way, you're going to be a winner. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Well, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. We've had some people chatting in there in the chat room, as well as I got an email from Johanna, and you are right, Johanna, and I heard from Steve in Thailand, and I was off by 327 million people at $1 million each would be $327 trillion, not billion, $327 trillion is what you need to have. Either way,
the MSNBC Brian Williams and that other woman that were sitting there saying, oh, yeah, well, they'd have $1 million and they'd have money left over, too. Nope, not true. It amounts to about $1.57 or $1.58 per person, and they couldn't figure that out. But anyway, their math was worse than ours.
Yeah, that's saying something. Exactly.
Yeah. Now, how about Mitt Romney? Mitt Romney has relented. He said that he will, in fact, vote for the Hunter Biden subpoena. And on top of that, Chuck Schumer has asked Judge Roberts to condemn President Trump's attack on the judge, the Roger Stone judge.
Well, right. You know, with Mitt Romney, earlier yesterday, Captain, it was sort of up in the air whether or not he would, side with Republicans on this idea of bringing in the witnesses or starting this investigation, I should say, into Hunter Biden, saying that he didn't want it to be a political investigation and thought it needed to be carried out by a non-political body. But here's the thing. We already know we have then Vice President Biden on tape saying how he got the prosecutor fired and these kinds of things. There's a lot of questions about how, since Biden was in charge of all things Ukraine for the Obama-Biden administration and got his son on the board, evidently, or his son appears on the board of Burisma, etc. So there might be something there to try to find out about. Some may call it flimsy, but if we want to talk about flimsy, what about the whole thing with the impeachment? They went all the way to the trial on something that was incredibly flimsy. Mitt Romney, of course, may be smarting from his huge mistake with the impeachment trial, but hopefully now we'll find out more information about Hunter Biden.
Yeah, and that's what this is all about. And I think it's kind of ironic that Chuckie Boy Schumer wants Chief Justice Roberts, to condemn the president's attack on the Stone judge. How about Chuckie Boy Schumer and what he said about Kavanaugh and Gorsuch yesterday threatened them?
Well, you see, you said the magic word. President Trump didn't threaten a judge. President Trump can have an opinion about things, just like any other American. Granted, his opinion comes from a bully pulpit, and yes, it makes news anytime he gives his opinion. But President Trump, whether he's giving his opinion or whether or not he's even saying, hey, maybe these other judges need to accuse themselves if they've already demonstrated political bias against me, that doesn't even come close to what Chuck Schumer did on the steps of the Supreme Court when he called out by name Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and said, you know, bad things are going to happen to you, not to amorphous Republicans or politics or anything like that. And so that's the huge difference. And Chuck Schumer has to understand that. And simply by saying, Captain, that, well, I'm from Brooklyn, so I use harsh language, give me a break.
Yeah, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and of course we talk to him at least five nights a week. We had Wayne Allen Root on one night this week, so Wayne came on and Kyle had the night off, and Wayne, of course, filled everybody full of all sorts of information again, like he does.
Well, exactly. Absolutely.
Now, Kevin McCarthy said that the jobs report was great, and it once again is showing that the Trump agenda works. Well, that's obvious, but the jobs report was much higher than what they thought it was going to be, which is even better.
Well, that's right. For this latest report, I believe, the non-farm payrolls rose by 273,000.
Right.
There was a 175,000 estimate, I believe. And so we still got the unemployment rate to about 3.5%. So, you know, the underlying foundation of the economy is very strong. Now, given that this jobs report came out, we may see some sort of impact from some of the pullback from the coronavirus and so forth, and we'll see how that plays out. But, you know, again, these are the kinds of things that Democrats, for example, in the general election season now, they're just not going to be able to really fight against. And they're going to have to find something else, because these numbers are great numbers for Americans. It's amazing.
Now, this week we heard Joe Biden talk about Beto O'Rourke and making him the gun czar to take care of the guns. And we all know what Beto wanted to do, right?
He wants to come and get your AR-15. That's right.
And a congressman by the name of Ken Buck stood in the hallway of the congressional building and held up an unloaded AR-15 and said, Joe, come and take it.
Well, that's right. He did. You know, Captain, it sort of boggles the mind as to, you know, the responsible gun owners in this country, you know, of which Representative Kim Buck belongs, the responsible gun owners of this country, they're not trying to push anything. They're not trying to make things come to a loggerhead. It's the Beto O'Rourke's. It's the anti-gun bent that is in this country that is literally trying to force, evidently, some kind of major confrontation politically. Yeah, and wonders why. Yeah.
Now, there's another report that came out, and I'll say this quickly because I have one more story I want to get to. There's a possibility that Joe Biden may have violated the law by offering payola to Beto O'Rourke to be his gun czar. And the way he might have gone about doing it could have been illegal.
Well, is that when he ran up to the microphone and said, I'm going to put you in charge of this or that, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just Uncle Joe, isn't it? I mean, if that had been Donald Trump, they would have been trying to impeach him about it already.
Yeah. Now, the U.S. wants to move the Middle East peace plan, regardless of the Palestinians. They want to keep moving on that with Israel. And even if Palestine doesn't want to come across and want to at least get something done, there's pressure being put on the Palestinians to agree to the peace plan, is there to get them to stop doing all this nonsense they're doing. I mean, they're their own worst enemy here.
Well, that's really true, unfortunately. And this is a very hard row to hoe here, and has been for decades. And Captain, I'll say this: it really has not been the United States or Israel that helps to derail these peace plans that come about, whether it's back during the 70s, whether it's during the Reagan administration or under George W. Bush, who did an awful lot to try to get to a solution there. It's always some anti-Israel terrorist group that does not want to have a peace treaty. That's why we need to move forward, really, regardless, and try to get something good so that the people
okay.
can benefit.
It's 652-573, delegates, Bernie versus, Biden versus Bernie. Who's going to be the nominee?
Well, all things considered, all things on pace, could be Biden very strongly. However, you've got a lot of people out there who want Sanders to unite with Warren politically so that those voters will go with Bernie Sanders for sure. So we'll see how that works. But I do think, and we'll see here on coming up on Tuesday, whether or not Biden's going to lengthen his lead here and really cement it.
All righty, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good.
All right, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to take a break, come right back, take a look at our first Truckers Highway and Byway report. Yeah, we got some winter weather out there out west again, and got some dry weather in the central part of the U.S., and we got some snow in the middle Atlantic in the mountains up there in Virginia and West Virginia. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce. Hi, Mark Walters here from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair ride beat, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in the radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Rooster Cruisin' with Ray Carlisle, and that's back in the oldies but goodie days. And I'll tell you what, he did that back in the late 70s and still around today on the Truckers Dial. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. When you find them, pull on in there. And by the way, if you're on the third watch, you get yourself a nice free cup of coffee, hot cup of coffee, and that will help you out in the middle of the night, I'm sure. But Pilots and Flying J's, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop by and find out. All right, well, this one's for Richard the Marine. Winter is not over yet. He's telling me it's raining over there by the coast where he's at. Now, I will tell you that if you're on I-5, U.S. 395, U.S. 97, State Route 62, 230, 140, 138, 66, or County Route in California, 89 or 139, the snow tonight is above 1,500 feet. Now, 1,500 feet on up to 2,500 feet could be an inch or two. 2,500 to 5,000 feet could be 3, maybe 4, maybe 5 inches. And above 5,000 feet, you could see 5 inches or more by morning. Now, all that being said, be careful if you're going up I-5, Northern California, from Redding North all the way up through Medford and up north of Medford. And by the way, there is snow right now in the Sierra Nevadas south of Lake Tahoe and Sacramento, right there in the mountains going down into Sacramento and all the way down towards Bakersfield, the mountains right there along the Nevada border. Now, there is a frost warning tonight for Northern California up above the bay, up above San Francisco. So be advised of that. That's probably, looks like it's right there in the grape vineyards is where that's going on. Now, there is some snow around Boise tonight, Boise, Idaho, as well. That's just one little area. I don't see it anywhere else along the line. And those are the only areas where I'm looking at snow right now out west. Now, way up in northeastern Montana, got a little bit of rain up there. Got a little bit of rain on the Wyoming and Montana line right there coming up 25 out of Cheyenne. Things are looking good out west tonight. Now, going over east, South Dakota, the southwestern corner of South Dakota, got some high winds in there. Nebraska's got a red flag warning tonight for fire threats. It's very dry there. Wind is blowing along. And a cold front is going to continue to trek across the western U.S. this weekend with an area of low pressure expected to develop along the front as it shifts east to the Rockies Sunday night. Widespread significant weather is not expected, with mainly some low elevation rain and mountain snow with this front. Moderate to locally heavy rain is possible from southern New Mexico to east of the low. Now, we were talking about rain along I-10 right now, east of Houston, Beaumont, and over through Louisiana, right about to Lafayette, and not quite to New Orleans yet, but it looks like it might be. It looks like it might be moving that way. And then some rain in central Mississippi around Jackson again. Some rain up north in Alabama right along the Tennessee line. Now, here's some interesting weather going on here. It's gotten a little cooler tonight in the south, and as a result, you have a frost warning in southeastern North Carolina right along the coast and inland about 40 or 50 miles over towards I-95. South Carolina, all the whole state, over towards I-95 east to the water, frost warning there. Got some winds whipping around Columbia. But north and west of Columbia and in the northeastern quadrant of Tennessee, you got some snow flurries tonight there. going up I-81 if you're going up towards Virginia. And you definitely have got some snow right there along the mountains of North Carolina coming up out of Charlotte, going up, looks like I-77 towards West Virginia. West Virginia got some snow there, too, if you're coming up out of Westville in Virginia. And then the snow flurries continue up towards, but not to yet, Maryland. But they're up towards Maryland on I-81, but they're not to Maryland, just some general snow flurries. Now, going further up the East Coast, you've got gale warnings tonight, as well as a riptide event going on along the East Coast with a system that seems to be off New York City's, off Long Island, and all the way up to all the way up to Nova Scotia with some serious weather there. So be advised of that. And there could be some rain attached to that along the coast, it looks like here, but right now the rain is offshore for the most part up there in New England. So there you go. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore by any stretch of the imagination. And, you know, if you want to find out what they're all about, pull on in there. Because in the Pilot travel centers, you can find a McDonald's, you can find a Arby's, you can find a Wendy's, it could be a full-service Dairy Queen, could be a Pizza Hut, a Subway, Taco Bell, Chester's Chicken, could even be a full-service Dunkin' Donuts with their complete menu, which where, by the way, I'm going to stop there when I get off the air this morning on the way home, because they're open at the time I get off the air, and no problem there. They're open all night. Usually there's a police officer or a deputy in there, and I usually stop in there and have a cup of coffee with them. But anyway, that's probably what I'll do today. And if you go to a Flying J, you'll find a nice sit-down Denny's or a Huddle House or a Moe's Southwest Grill, depending on where you're at. Now, that Moe's Southwest Grill is kind of intriguing because it is what it sounds like. It's got some really good, Mexican and cuisine from along the border way. And if you like that, they're right there, top shelf. I would rate them right there in the top shelf of what they're able to do. And, of course, I don't need to tell anybody in the South about a Huddle House. They're well known. It's like a Waffle House. It's the little brother or sister, if you will, of the Waffle House, Huddle House. And then you've got Denny's. And, of course, Denny's is known all around the country. But that's who you'll find if you stop by a truck stop for a Flying J or a Pilot travel center. Now, when we come back, we'll be talking to the folks in the chat room again during the break. And of course, we got Richard and Marines in there now, finally. Hooray! And Maria is talking about a boat. Yeah, Freedom Boat Club boat, Maria. You betcha. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere as we truck on across the overnight radio airways on your radio dial. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.